Chapter 4. Then he made an altar of bronze, 20 cubits its length, and 20 cubits its breadth, and 10 cubits its height. Also he made the molten sea of 10 cubits from brim to brim, round in compass, and its height was 5 cubits, and a line of 30 cubits encircled it. Under it was the likeness of oxen, which encircled it, for 10 cubits, encircling the sea. The oxen were in 2 rows, cast when it was cast. It stood on 12 oxen, 3 looking toward the north, and 3 looking toward the west, and 3 looking toward the south, and 3 looking toward the east, and the sea was set on them above, and all their backs were toward the center. It was a hand breadth thick, and its brim was worked like the brim of a cup, like the flower of a lily. It received and held 3,000 baths. He made also 10 basins, and put 5 on the right hand, and 5 on the left, to wash in them, such things as belong to the burnt offering they washed in them, but the sea was for the priests to wash in. He made the 10 lampstands of gold according to the ordinance concerning them, and he set them in the temple, 5 on the right hand, and 5 on the left. He made also 10 tables, and placed them in the temple, 5 on the right side, and 5 on the left. He made 100 basins of gold. Furthermore he made the coat of the priests, and the great coat, and doors for the coat, and overlaid their doors with bronze. He set the sea on the right side of the house eastward, toward the south. Hiram made the pots, and the shovels, and the basins. So Hiram made an end of doing the work that he did for King Solomon in God's house, the 2 pillars, and the bowls, and the 2 capitals which were on the top of the pillars, and the 2 networks to cover the 2 bowls of the capitals that were on the top of the pillars, and the 400 pomegranates for the 2 networks, 2 rows of pomegranates for each network, to cover the 2 bowls of the capitals that were on the pillars. He made also the bases, and the basins made he on the bases, 1 sea, and the 12 oxen under it. Hiram Abi also made the pots, the shovels, the forks, and all its vessels for King Solomon for the house of the Lord of bright bronze. The king cast them in the plain of the Jordan, in the clay ground between Succoth and Jharethon. Thus Solomon made all these vessels in great abundance, for the weight of the bronze could not be found out. Solomon made all the vessels that were in God's house, the golden altar also, and the tables with the showbread on them, and the lampstands with their lamps, to burn according to the ordinance before the oracle, of pure gold, and the flowers, and the lamps, and the tongs, of gold, and that perfect gold, and the snuffers, and the basins, and the spoons, and the fire pans, of pure gold. And as for the entry of the house, the inner doors of it for the most holy place, and the doors of the main hall of the temple were of gold.